You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Paul Esposito, Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking the time to join us here today. We're having a wonderful time here going through the book of Romans. This is program number 8. We're still in chapter 1. We're about to cover a section now, which will last for a little while because Paul's going to last a little while on this next theme. The theme is God's wrath on unrighteousness. Now, prior to getting started on that, just a little more information on this ministry, WGOD Radio. You can follow us on Facebook by liking the page, WGOD Radio, where this program, you would have been able to hear it on Saturday because that's when it was recorded and uploaded on the Saturday morning. You're also on Twitter by liking us or following us at WGOD Radio. Their website, too, there's some information on there. It's a makeshift website, but it'll do. That's WGODRadio.com. Also, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you have an app on there. It's an Apple app, so it's on your gadget, whether you like it or not. It's called Podcasts. If you search on there for WGOD Radio, you'll find this podcast, and you can subscribe to it and listen at your convenience to any one of these programs. So that's how to follow along with us. Island Community Church, the church that I pastor. If you're looking for a church home, I invite you. Not this week, though. Actually, I do invite you this week because the guest speaker, Jim Johnson, is a fantastic preacher. You will enjoy him. He is preaching for me this week because I'm taking a couple Sundays off last week and this week. Jim Johnson is his name from Just a Preacher Ministries. Certainly come to Island this week. I don't need to be there. Word of God will be there, and you'll enjoy the service very much. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Wednesday night for Bible study. We meet at 6 o'clock. We are meeting this week. That's tomorrow night. I'll be there teaching Luke. I think we're in chapter 8. Love to see you at Island tomorrow night. Here today, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. We're in the book of Romans, the greatest single piece of literature ever written. Well, it is. How to be right with God. Listen to this monumental statement. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. Salvation. For everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Remember what the Lord Jesus said when he said it's not right to give what is holy to the dogs. Remember he said that to the woman? Because salvation is of the Jews. Originally, this was God's plan when the Jews rejected him. When the Jews rejected the gospel message in the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul said, all right, and Peter as well said, well, we'll take our message elsewhere then. If you find yourselves and deem yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, then we'll go elsewhere with this gospel. But salvation is of the Jews. This is why he says here, for the Jew first, the gospel message, he came here for the Jews first and also for the Greek. For in it, that's the gospel message, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. That's why I call this the most important letter, the most important thing, manuscript ever written. How to be right with God. Is there anything more important than that? How can I be right with God? Because going all the way back thousands of years, you're not right with God anymore because you're a sinner, and that's a big problem. Because the soul that sins, God told the prophet Ezekiel, will surely die. David said in Psalm 51, verse 5 or 6, he said, "In sin, my mother conceived me." You are a born sinner. You've got a big problem. You need to be reconciled back to God or die. And the great thing is that someone's already done that for you. And this is the good news. This is what gospel means. Euangelion is the Greek word. Angelos, you think of the word angel. That's right. Angel means messenger or message. EU is the prefix for good, like Eureka, they used to say when they found gold, right? Eureka. EU is good. Euangelion, good message, good news. Good news is you can be restored back to God, have everlasting life, have your sins obliterated, and have peace with God all through receiving his plan, his offer of salvation. Because it can only be done one way, just like Naaman the Syrian. You read in the Old Testament about this Syrian ruler that had leprosy. And he came to Israel to be healed because his servant girl said, "There's a prophet in Israel and he'll be able to heal you." So he went to Israel and the prophet didn't even go out to meet him. He sent someone else to tell him, "Yeah, you go and wash yourselves in this river here 7 times and you'll be healed." And he did, after complaining about it. And the 7th time, he came up healed of his leprosy. Because there's a prescribed way and manner of doing things. And this is God's prescribed manner of salvation, is to call on the name of the Lord, his provision. Receive his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, as God's. There's only one way. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." You have to enter the kingdom of God through God's prescribed method. And Jesus Christ says in John chapter 10, verse 9, "I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved." That's why I say to you, this is the greatest piece of literature ever written, because it tells you and informs you how to get right with God. Now here today, we're going to start to show you why you have to get right with God, because you've got a problem. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them." All right, first of all, the word suppress means to hold down, sort of like holding the lid down on a furiously boiling pot of water, or trying to hold up Hoover Dam with your pinky from the billions of gallons of water crushing and coming crashing through, is people that try to suppress, hold back the truth of God. The truth of God is everywhere. It's shouting. And the wrath of God is revealed. It's unveiled, is that word. It's unveiled from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold back or suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. You see, not only is it manifest to you, it's manifest in you. We're about to read God's invisible attributes. Well, as a matter of fact, let's read it. Then we'll comment on it. "Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." See that? Invisible attributes clearly seen. Invisible attributes that are clearly seen. And God hasn't just revealed them to you. He has revealed them in you. That is, you have an innate, you have the knowledge and understanding that all of this is no accident. The stars are no accident. The mountains, this beautiful creation that you see is no accident. You're not here by an accident. God's invisible attributes are clearly seen and they're understood by the things that are made so that men and women are without excuse. That word is the word apology, where the word apologetics comes from. But you have an A in front of it, which makes it negative. Anapologetos, without excuse. Meaning no one can say that the dog ate my homework, proverbially. Men and women are without excuse. Apologetics is the ministry of defending the truth. Here, it's men and women will have no excuse, no defense. There's nothing you'll be able to say, well, I didn't know. I didn't hear the gospel. No. God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, and they're understood by the things that are made. It's just like Psalm 19 tells us the same thing. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Again, back from verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, and they're understood, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness. That's the first of three times we're going to see this. The first group of two that God is going to give up is going to be the environmentalist. That is, those who worship the creature rather than the creator. But ultimately now, as I've learned through study of this, not necessarily the environmentalist, it's but the idolater, those that worship something. Remember, this is what idolatry is worshiping something instead of God. It's worshiping the creature rather than the creator. You might be an environmentalist. May I say we've just discovered a new thing, and that is those that put the environment and worship the environment instead of God are idolaters. So this is the first group that we read that God is going to give up on. Verse 24, therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature instead of the creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. And amen indeed. He is blessed forever. Almighty God. This is where we'll stop. We'll pick it up in our next program here, looking at the two groups of people the Bible says that God is going to give up on. We've looked at one so far, the environmentalist, and that is ultimately the idolater, those that worship God's creation instead of the one who's created everything. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at